In this bulletin, the U.S. House of Representatives overwhelmingly condemns Donald Trump's Syria troop withdrawal. Philippines hit by a deadly earthquake, and St Kilda signs 5 players for next season. With the latest SBS News, I'm Greg Dyatt. The US House of Representatives has voted overwhelmingly to condemn the withdrawal of forces from northeast Syria, with a leading Republican warning the move could become President Donald Trump's Iraq. The House vote was 354-60, as dozens of the president's fellow Republicans joined the majority Democrats in supporting the resolution. Republican Senator Lindsey Graham says the US has abandoned the Kurds to face the might of invading Turkish forces. He says it also set the scene for Iran to move into the strife-torn country.
They're going to be the biggest beneficiary of a statement like this. ISIS is going to reemerge. It will be on President Trump's watch. If he continues down this way of thinking, then Syria becomes his Iraq and then some.
But President Trump has declared the situation in Syria as nicely under control, and he denies giving the invasion the green light to Turkey.
They've been wanting to do that for years, and frankly, they've been fighting for many, many years. Lindsey Graham would like to stay in the Middle East for the next 1,000 years with thousands of soldiers and fighting other people's wars. I want to get out of the Middle East.
The Philippines has been hit by a powerful earthquake, with at least one person reported dead and dozens injured. The quake, measuring 6.4, hit several southern provinces, causing several buildings to collapse and mass panic. At a depth of just 14 kilometres, shallow graves like this one tend to cause greater damage than deeper ones. Several strong aftershocks have also been felt. The Spanish government has vowed to use all mechanisms in the state's power to restore order in Catalonia after 3 days of violent clashes between protesters and police. Tens of thousands of demonstrators have faced off against riot police in Barcelona, with flaming barricades set up in the streets, cars set alight, and stones, bottles, and firecrackers thrown. The violence was sparked by the country's Supreme Court handing 9 separatist Catalan leaders lengthy prison terms for their part in an October 2017 independence bid. In an address to the nation, the acting Prime Minister Pedro Sanchez has called on the Catalan president to condemn the violence.
He and other members of his government have a political and a moral duty to condemn, without any excuses, directly, with maximum clarity and determination, the use of violence in Catalonia.
A new report says Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander children continue to be removed from their families at an alarming rate. According to Family Matters, they represent more than 37% of the children in out-of-home care, but only 5.5% of the total population. The report found Indigenous children are now 10.2 times more likely to be removed from their families than their non-Indigenous counterparts. It warns the number in care will more than double over the next decade if the problems of disadvantage they experience are not addressed. To sport, and St Kilda has emerged as the biggest mover and shaker from the AFL trade period, signing the 5 players it had set its sights on for recruitment. The Saints have picked up Brad Hall from Fremantle, Port Adelaide's Paddy Ryder and Dougal Howard, Zach Jones from Sydney, and Dan Butler from Premier's Richmond. Along the way, they've also traded out Jack Stephen to Geelong, Blake Akers to the Dockers, and Josh Bruce to the Western Bulldogs. But among other clubs, some of the biggest potential trades were unable to be negotiated before last night's deadline. Joe Danaher will remain at Essendon after Sydney was unable to meet the Bombers' demands, while the Swans will keep Tom Papley despite his request to move to Carlton. And now the weather across Australia. Perth, mostly sunny and 23. Adelaide, partly cloudy, 18. Melbourne, rain and 15. Hobart, partly cloudy, 17. Canberra, wind and a possible shower, 16 degrees. Wollongong, a possible shower in 22. Sydney, wind and cloudy in 26. Newcastle, sunny, 28. Brisbane, a shower or two and a possible storm, 33. Cairns, partly cloudy, 32. And Darwin, sunny and 35 degrees. I'm Greg Diet, and this is SBS News.